Good morning. This is David Held, and you're listening to News Talk 1480 WHBC. And when we're getting off the highway, oftentimes you can see individuals that are sitting along the highway exits, holding up a sign, asking for money, begging for money. And a lot of people have asked me, well, what do you do? Should you be giving the money or not? And that's a great question. So I thought we'd go directly to someone that has experience in that area. And as our guest today is Christy Woods. Christy is the Director of Community Relations for Refuge of Hope Ministries. And what she does is provide housing and meals. Their organization brings men in. It's exclusively overnight for a men's shelter, but then they provide food for anyone that's in need during the day. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, David. Thanks so much for having me and asking this very important question. I really appreciate the time to talk about it.
Yes, it's really kind of a sensitive issue because, you know, a lot of us have that empathetic side, right? And we want to help others, but then at the same time, you're a little bit concerned about your safety and then also if you're doing the right thing for the individual. So as somebody's getting off the highway and they see someone begging for money, and what's surprising too is that, you know, it's some cold days and these fellas are out there standing there and I'm thinking, gosh, you could really probably be working in a warmer environment.
It probably prompts a little more generosity. If you're standing in the cold, your heart might open up a little bit more. If you're standing in the pouring rain, you think, wow, that person must really be in need to be standing in the freezing cold and the pouring rain, and your heart opens and you do feel empathy and you think, what is the right thing to do in that situation? Because you instantly feel compelled to help in some way. And the easiest thing to do is to reach into your purse next to you or to open up your wallet or pull whatever change you have in your cup holder out and roll down your window and pass that out. But is that the right thing to do?
And what is your experience? What have you found?
I will tell you that it is never a good idea to give cash to a homeless person, to someone standing on the off-ramp or the on-ramp. It seems like they're on every corner nowadays, even as you're pulling out of the Target Plaza and Belle Village area at Christmas time. There's somebody around every corner just in need. And there are a lot of people in need, no doubt. But it's hard to determine whether the person standing with a cardboard sign is truly in need. I will tell you that our guests at Refuge of Hope Ministries, the men that stay with us, will not stay with us if they were caught panhandling, because we provide everything they need. They have food. They have shelter. We're working with them to get them connected to resources, to get them employed, to move them into their own apartments. And so standing on the corner asking for cash is not something they need to be doing. They need to be looking for work. They need to be honoring appointments for mental health or whatever. So they'll be dismissed if we see them standing on the corner asking for folks. So those are not our homeless folks that you see standing there. And you don't know. Is that a true story, what you're reading on their cardboard sign? It's not for us to determine, really. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, whoever it is, whatever their situation is, they're a human being, and they should be given the courtesy of a wave, a friendly smile, say hello, you know, some sort of greeting, acknowledging that they're there. You see them, and you see that they are asking for something. So rather than giving them cash, you know, oftentimes I've had oranges or apples in my car, and I've passed out fruits or bottles of water. A lot of folks will keep what they call homeless help bags in their car. It might have granola bars and dry socks, a pair of gloves, a hand warmer. Those kinds of things are helpful to pass out because you do see maybe they're hungry, maybe they're standing in the cold, an umbrella, maybe because it's pouring rain. But really directing them to resources like Refuge of Hope Ministries, where they can come to get a hot meal, we can connect them to resources to help them overcome whatever situations may have created that need that they have currently. We can help them to determine how to overcome that and become independent again. And so just handing them cash is really a Band-Aid. And it could be a dangerous mandate because you may be giving cash to someone whose intentions are to buy drugs, and they could overdose with that, you know, $20 you gave them. It could be very deadly.
And you know what's something, Christy, is what's interesting is, you know, oftentimes when people hear somebody like yourself that is helping the homeless, I think it could be a little bit of a shock to hear you say that because, you know, what you're really trying to do is to help them long term.
Yes.
Right? It's like right. get them on the right track.
A meal is a wonderful idea, but it's not going to solve the problem. It's a temporary solution, and it's a nice gesture. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's appreciated in many instances, but it's not what's going to help them overcome the situation that they're in.
So if you have someone that comes to the Refuge of Hope, and you particularly will house men, right?
We do. We're the only men's homeless shelter in Stark County. So, yeah, they're all referred to us through the homeless hotline, which is another helpful thing. You can give mm-hmm. them that phone number and refer them to the hotline so that they can get, you know, in line to get a place to stay. That number I can give to you is 330-452-4363 for the homeless hotline.
You know, and see, that's a great thing because oftentimes people just really want to know what to do. And when you mm-hmm. see that it's cold outside, it's raining, and you have a lot of people that really want to help, but then you're saying, hey, if you really want to help them, you know, direct them to the homeless hotline, right. or you can give them food, but money is really not the thing to give them.
No, I really strongly discourage folks from giving money to anyone standing on the road. I mean, it could be used for alcohol or drugs or some kind of criminal activity, but like I said, you could be further damaging that person's health, even causing their death. So if they're hungry, we can give them meals. There are lots of resources in the community that also provide meals. We provide meals 8 times a week, 3 lunches on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and evening meals every Monday through Friday night. Or, you know, if you wanted to give them a meal, I would discourage you from taking them somewhere to get
yes.
that meal. But if you went and picked up something at the drive-thru or picked up a cup of coffee and want to bring it back to them, those are kind gestures. But you'll also see that oftentimes they've got a garbage bag hanging up just behind them. And a lot of folks have had the same idea. I'll give you an example of one particular gentleman who has been sleeping on the sidewalk just outside of the downtown Canton SARTA station.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him laying on the hard concrete in these cold days, and he has all these plastic bags around him, blankets and sheets and coats that people have dropped off for him, and everyone's heart aches for him. You think, why are you there? You know, you're right across the street from Refuge of Hope. Why wouldn't you go there? And that answer is sometimes really hard to get to, why somebody wouldn't come in for shelter. But mental health is the number one reason people end up homeless. 66% mm-hmm. of the folks that come to our shelter are dealing with some level of mental illness. Maybe they had good days and they no longer took their medicine because they didn't think they needed it. And they dropped back down to a circumstance that they couldn't get out of. Oftentimes that mental illness will lead to self-medicating. So they do start drinking. They start, you know, taking drugs to make themselves feel better.
Wow.
Not that those are good solutions, but that's a lot of times where that addiction stems from, or from chronic pain. And so, you know, a lot of folks think, well, you're just a bum on the street, or you're buying drugs, you're buying booze, whatever. But those are ways that they're trying to solve the pain that they feel that stems from something totally different. And it could be a number of circumstances. You know, folks become homeless for a variety of reasons, financial situations. Any one of us could be, you know, that person, a bad car accident, not having health insurance, losing your job, a bad relationship, abusive relationships. There are so many reasons that people could find themselves in that position. But the key is to help them beyond that situation and to really get them connected with there's so many helpful resources in our community. And if we just get them in touch with them,
So if we have, our guests that are listening, you pull up along the highway and you see somebody, asking for money, it's number one, do not invite them into your car, because that's a real big problem. And rather than giving them money, you're saying you can give them food, or you can direct them to the homeless hotline or to the Refuge of Hope if it's a man.
And also, the 211 number is so easy to remember. 211 will connect them with all kinds of community resources. So if, we're a men's shelter, maybe it's a woman that's needing a place to stay. They can connect her to, Domestic Violence Project, or they can, the YWCA, maybe she has children and there needs to be a place that she can stay with her children in that situation. So 211 is a very easy number to remember. In fact, if you get off most of the off ramps on Route 8 up in Summit County, they have the signs right there on the telephone poles by where many people are often standing with their cardboard signs referring them to call 211 for help. And it serves as a good reminder to us as drivers that maybe we shouldn't be handing out that cash, but reminding them that there are services to help. And I have personally been in situations where I've rolled my window down, said hello, asked how someone was doing, just acknowledging their presence, and referred them to the 211 number. Oh, I've called them before, they say. They won't help me. Well, if you're in need, I promise you, they will help you. If there's truly a need, they will help you.
Wow.
So that says a lot.
That is, and that's coming, coming from somebody with experience, Christy Woods. Christy, thank you for joining us this morning. Very insightful.
Appreciate it. Yep. Just give them a wave and a smile. They're human beings and they deserve kindness too.
Yes. Thank you. Christy Woods, she's the Director of Community Relations at Refuge of Hope, and giving us direction as to how to best serve the people that are along the highway asking for money, the homeless people. This is David Held, and you're listening to News Talk 1480 WHBC.